This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. Get involved in the solution. Really, seriously, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and really, seriously, being engaged, being involved in the solution. Okay? So, look, if you want to connect. Some of you don't want to call in, and I get it. If you want to connect, it's really simple. Just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and or the other way to do it is simply sign up for the text alerts. Doesn't take a lot. You don't need a college degree. Simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. You know, Trump said it again, trying to get us into World War III. At least that's what mainstream media would have you believe, right? Let's not do anything. Seriously, think about it. Let's just not do anything. Let the little babies, you know, throw their temper tantrum, throw their little bombs, and I'm sure it'll all go away. No, not a problem, right? I mean, think about it. When you listen to this more and more, when you listen to the rhetoric that's going back and forth, I don't know, are the Democrats really, seriously, are they really Americans? Now, I'm not talking about the rank and file Democrats. I mean, you guys have, you know, fought for our freedom. I get it. We're not exactly on the same page, but it's obvious that you love this country. But then you look at, you know, what the Adam Schiff's of the world. Now we're going to do a what? We're going to look at... He wants hearings on, they want to do a hearing on everything the president does. Soon it's going to be, remember the big deal about the two scoops of ice cream? Now we're going to have to make sure that he doesn't use too much toilet paper, you know, because that would be an impeachable offense, I'm sure. Earlier today, Rashida Tlaib. Now, here's my problem. I don't know how real this is. But the fact, the sad fact of it, is that I'm looking at this saying, yes, I can see her doing this. Yes, I believe this is what she believes. But apparently she tweeted it out and then quickly deleted. Americans have spent decades raping and pillaging my people. What goes around comes around. Right? So you think about this. And this is, and again, that's why I said to you, the sad part about it is I have no hesitation reading it because it's exactly the way these people think. When you think of what AOC did when she came out speaking about this, you think about, you know, what Omar, they hate this country. How they got elected, I don't know. Right? I don't know how you let this happen. You Americans, you U.S. citizens in those areas, are you just too busy to pay attention? If you're too busy to pay attention, then don't vote. It is not a wasted vote to not cast an uninformed vote. It is a wasted vote to cast an uninformed vote. Voting to vote doesn't help anybody. Doesn't fix anything. Seriously. After the break, we're going to have Horace Cooper on. And I asked him to make a quick hit today because there's so much going on, right? And he's part of the Project 21 group. been around. They've been around for a long time. And why is the Iran deal, why is what has taken place positive for the black community? Yeah, you're going to be surprised when you find out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorites. God bless. I mean, I don't even know any way to put it. I love when Hillary Clinton, when Billy Bob Clinton, when any of those people get caught. You know, they have a different viewpoint on things today. You know why they have a different viewpoint? That's right, because it's all about President Trump. Has absolutely, and I mean absolutely, nothing to do with keeping us safe. But it has everything in the world to do with making sure that they try to, and you know what? They do such a bad job at it. They think they're doing a great job. They try to paint President Trump as a buffoon. And if they check their own records, they'll find out this is the same stuff that they were willing to do. This is the same stuff that they wanted to do. And this is why they hate the what I lovingly refer to as the interweb so much. Because it shows and calls out all, not some of, all of their tomfoolery, all of their lies. Take a listen. Maybe.
Well, the question was, if Iran were to launch a nuclear attack on Israel, what would our response be? And I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran. Whatever stage of development they might be in their nuclear weapons program in the next 10 years, during which they might foolishly consider launching an attack on Israel, we would be able to totally obliterate them. That's a terrible thing to say. But those people who run Iran need to understand that, because that perhaps will deter them from doing something that would be reckless, foolish, and tragic.
Yeah, amazing. She talks about obliterating Iran, and that's cool, and that's good. That's what we should do in a case like that. Trump talks about it, or actually makes heads in that direction to say, hey, look, we're going to protect our assets. We're going to protect our human resources. We're going to protect our soldiers. And he's a warmonger. I mean, these people are really extremely brain dead. Actually, that's not true. That's not true. I just lied to you. They're dishonest. That's really what it boils down to. Right? They're just totally dishonest. When you look at what Schiff... Now, Schiff wants it, like I said. He wants to hold hearings as to why we did what we did. So does that mean that every time the president makes a step into any direction whatsoever, we're going to have to hold a hearing? What's going to happen when... I can't wait. I can. Till there's a Democrat president and the House and the Senate is held by Republicans. We're going to have a field day. Joe Messina, your host. Horace Cooper joins me after the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code fast.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. A lot's going up there, but let me just get to my guest because I don't want to leave him hanging too long. Horace Cooper joins me, and I always love when he's on the show with me. We've got a lot to go through. Again, I don't want to waste a whole bunch of his time. Horace, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
The program.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year. That's right, too. I haven't talked to you since last year. Ba-dum-bum. All right. I know it's old. All right. So here we have our Republican student's got his legal victory against CNN, right? And it's a big deal, and everybody's all on board with this. He was suing for what? $200-some-odd million? $270-some-odd million?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So
this,
you had CNN.
Is beautiful. In seeing this kind of accountability.
Oh, yeah, and CNN, MSNBC, ABCDEFG, I mean, they're all involved in this, and the other ones, I'm not an attorney, but they have to be shaking in their boots. But the question I have to ask you, and flat out, that's why I call it The Real Side, why is it being hailed by black activists? Why is it being hailed by all, conservative activists?
Well, one of the problems and one of the reasons our organization exists is that we want to make sure that people know that you can't determine what someone's perspective, our views, our hopes and aspirations are by looking at their color. Mm-hmm. And so an issue like this, where someone was unfairly targeted, I think it was a classic case of anti-Christian bigotry. We want to stand up for it. You know, Al not so Sharpton, that's how I should say it, only wants to stand up for black people. He doesn't care, it doesn't appear, if you're not black and your rights have been violated. We want to stand up for the rights, regardless of who the individuals are. And in this case, this was a very, very intriguing circumstance, how the media, the mainstream media, got sucked down this vortex of anti-Christian bigotry and got themselves into nearly $500 million of liability.
All right, so now Horace Cooper is with me if you've just tuned in. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. He's also the co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board and legal commentator. Horace, I've got to correct you on something, and I hate correcting you, man, but Al Sharpton is not just in it for black people. There has to be money involved in order. If there's no money to be made, he ain't there. Right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I frankly think he could make a little bit more money, even as he is motivated by cash, if he were just to be open to all Americans. He could at least do his selling out better
right.
if he were not a bigot on race.
Well, the beauty about this is when you look at what these guys are doing, it was a Native American that these white boys apparently were staring down. All right, that's the way they painted the picture. That's the way somehow CNN's version of the video turned out to look like that these boys were, you know, staring down and getting in the space of the Native American. And it turned out to be pretty much the exact opposite. That the boys were trying to stay away from confrontation, the Native American person moved in. What was his name? Nathan? Was it Nathan Phillips? Yeah, moved into their space. And but these young guys now, they're going to be. This is going to be something. Somebody's going to find out about them in 10, 15 years, and they may not have the full story. That's the other big part of this, isn't it?
So here's the thing: if you were in Washington, D.C. on that day, and this kind of slander, this kind of defamation, this kind of libel were to occur, the standard would be different. Your attorneys would have to show that CNN personally singled you out because they hated you and they acted maliciously because you're a public figure. But that's not the case here. This young man is not a public figure. And any non-public figure doesn't have to require that if you get the story wrong, that you did it intentionally. They only have to show that, in fact, that the statement was false. The statement was inaccurate. They only have to show that it got published or communicated. And, of course, it went widely, far and wide. And that with doing just a little bit of correction, they could have either prevented this from happening or issued correction. The kinds of things that when the lawyers immediately sent letters to these news organizations and said to them, issue a correction, admit that you were in error, and they wanted to double down and say no. Now, all that we're asking a jury to say is, how much damage should this be, and how much should you damage them to make sure they don't do this again? And that's why these varying lawsuits together are more than $500 million. Does that mean that that's what the plaintiff is going to get? No, but it does mean that it it will be multiple millions when this is all said and done. And it is going to make it a lot harder for members of the media to go with their biases, to go with their bigotries when they go forward. If they want to say something about someone, they're going to have the due diligence to look it up, check it out, ask a question of some independent third parties who were also present, and then give their report.
Now. You want them to do some work. You actually want them to have to go look something up? Did I hear you just say that? Are you serious?
Yeah. This kind of due diligence is going to be fun. You see, I'm a recovering attorney.
Okay.
And I get bothered when we get ready to go on a military operation that about a third or more of all the decisions have to be run by lawyers. The people who are supposed to be saving us, protecting us, are hamstrung by the lawyers. And that bothers me. But guess what? That same intervention is now going to go toward the Washington Post, is now going to go toward the New York Times, is now going to go to CNN. They're going to have to ask and review and have to answer questions instead of we're the first to tell this lie. We may never even tell the lie because we followed our steps.
Yeah, you know, Horace, you're a lot more optimistic than I am. This is just an item on the expense sheet, and I hope it does teach him the lesson, but I'm not so sure it will. Hey, thanks for taking time to be with me today. Appreciate your time, man.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Yep. That was Horace Cooper, senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy. When we come back, we got a lot to deal with. There's a lot more to this story, a lot more going on with Iran when we come back. You listen to Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The day after Iran's attack on two Iraqi bases with U.S. personnel, there was relative quiet and plenty of assessment. President Trump spoke at the White House to calm people about the situation.
We must all work together toward making a deal with Iran that makes the world a safer and more peaceful place.
The administration says an early warning system and careful preparations led to no American lives being lost during the Iranian airstrike. Vice President Pence spoke with CBS.
We don't seek regime change in Iran, but we want to see the regime change its behavior. And so we'll continue to be prepared. We'll continue to confront Iran in the way that President Trump has done since early in this administration.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
Oh, come on. You like that. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. A lot you can get involved with, and you should get involved with, including taking the poll that's up on the site. Okay? Commenting on the comments that we have there. Giving me your email address, right? Adding, I sent out one email, one a week. And I don't even do that all the time because I put the wrong dates on them. They don't go out. You know, story for another day. But I don't inundate you like some people do. You know? So just send it to me. You know, you don't like it, you can unsubscribe. Not a big deal. A lot of good stuff in the news. You know, again, we get so inundated with all this other stuff that's happening that we don't really talk about some of the more minor things, but they're not so minor. Hunter Biden, remember, he has denied everything, right? I mean, he denied going after his dead brother's wife in the beginning, right? He denied going after the pole dancer in the beginning. I mean, all this stuff that we knew to be true, we knew to be real, he's denying. And now it's coming back to bite him. So Hunter Biden's not disputing, I wonder why, the judge's custody ruling. That's according to the court papers. Remember, Biden has affirmed a judge's order to grant London Roberts primary custody of their love child, although it should be called a lust child, maybe. The son of the Democratic candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden, submitted court papers through his attorney, Brent Langan, confirming that any custody-related disagreements Hunter Biden and Roberts might have had are moot. They've been resolved. You know why? Because it's his kid. Come on. I mean, what is the Biden family name now synonymous? Well, maybe not now. It probably always has been synonymous with lying, with deceit, with not telling the truth. It's amazing these people in the beginning constantly fight this. Like, they're not going to be caught. They're always caught. Today, there's always ways to fight it. I guess maybe Uncle Joe Biden doesn't understand that we have DNA now. It's really easy to check this stuff out. On Tuesday, Judge Myers ordered that Roberts would have legal custody of the party's child. Hunter Biden is named as the non-custodial parent, but he would have the right to visit with his son, but must reach an agreement with Roberts first. Why would you visit? I mean, this shows you how cold these people are. Right? Think about it. Well, he's really cold. Between the dead brother's wife and now sleeping with a pole dancer and not wanting anything to do with his kids. Come on. There's no soul there. Biden and Roberts met in Washington, D.C. at a strip club. Great place to meet your future wife, maybe. The DNA test and subsequent court papers confirm. At least you'd know she's, you know, she's muscular. I don't know. She's agile. Never mind. Previous court document filed by Roberts' attorney alleged that Biden had no involvement in the child's life since the child's birth. Never interacted with the child. Never parented the child. Never even seen the child. And he couldn't identify. This is the part that's got to make you gag and throw up. He couldn't identify the child in a lineup with a bunch of other kids in the picture. I mean, do the Bidens have no distinguishing marks at all that he might have been able to pick this kid out with? Biden denied Roberts' attorney's claim that he is not going to provide any of his discoverable financial information unless the court forces him to do so. He also rejected their notion that he has not provided support for the baby. Well, wait a minute. Would the judge have brought that out? Really, seriously? So anyhow, I mean, again, we're back to, here we go. You know, he's another Biden lying about what's going on in his life. You know, lying about what he was up against or doing. So it's just, again, it's extremely irritating that you guys, and you know who the you guys I'm talking about. I had a guy tonight reach out, and he constantly calls out Trump for lying. And then he came out publicly, and he endorses Lizzie Warren. And I said, you are the opinion. When you look up the word hypocrite in the dictionary, there's your picture right next to it. She has been called out for lying and proved to be lying by her own side, by the left side. So now you're a left-leaning, socialist-loving, lie-loving Democrat. I don't have any other label for you. Come on, give it some thought. If I've got a Democrat listening, I know at times you guys, you talk about it afterward. You haven't even got the guts to talk about it on the front end. But I know you guys, here's the deal. You cannot get on President Trump for lying. Or what you perceive to be lying. When Lizzie has been caught in many a lies. Remember, there's nobody at the college that remembers her being let go or being fired for being pregnant. She's the only one that seems to remember that. Must be that bad beer that she drinks. Okay? I mean, we can go down the whole list of things. You know, what was she? Native American? Really? I mean, most of us are 1024th something. So that was a big, big lie, too. She won't talk about where she's going to get the money for the tax, for, you know, for the unaffordable care act for everybody, single payer health care. Even Chris Matthews, who, you know, remember the guy that got a tingle up his leg or something when Obama got elected? Remember him? Yeah, even he's calling her out. And she tried to chalk it up, asked him why he was talking about right wing talking points. And he says, these aren't right wing talking points, these are real issues that you need to answer. And she still couldn't answer them. So she's got, you know, so when you're with what you perceive to be your sane friends that are Democrats, I know some of you can't believe that you put that. Look at my family in Massachusetts, they're all Democrats. And they're all sane, believe it or not. I know they gave birth to me, but they're all sane. They've just been Democrats all their lives. They don't know any other way to register. It's too bad. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is nuts when they get on this moral high ground and they don't have any. So, a friend of mine wrote a piece that I thought was quite interesting. He said, when he wrote his piece, he wrote, I'm going down on record with my national security advice. He said, let the record reflect that he's calling on the U.S. military and the command structure to remove all of our troops, personnel, and assets from Iraq immediately. It's about 5,000. For U.S. troops in Kuwait, 13,000. Qatar, 10,000. Bahrain, 7,000. UAE, 5,000. Other regional locations like, you know, Saudi and Jordan, there's another 6,000 between those two. We have 1,700 in Turkey. We have 1,000 remaining in Syria. Right? Triple up on the troop security at the bases to protect our own efforts. Let's see what happens there. He says, we own the Iraqi airspace. We'll no longer be a risk for terror attacks or hostage taking. He said, we are gone. You all can live in misery with Iran and Iraq. And we can pound you from the air any time at our choosing if you get in our way or if you decide to provoke us. Goodbye to the U.S. Embassy, right, and consulates and the troops. He said, this is his, look, at I've kind of felt the same way for the longest time. I've felt that let's just pull it all. Let them wallow in their own stuff. Let them clean their own bathrooms. Let them clean up their own messes. Let them fight for their own freedom, their own liberty. And let's see what happens. Isn't it interesting how, you know, with what's happened lately, you don't hear anymore about the protests against the Iranian government. Why is that? They lost thousands, thousands. The mullahs killed thousands of Iranians. You don't see the Iranians that were celebrating that the general was dead in other countries. I'm going to play a piece for you when we come back about a young lady who just came out of Iran. We'll tell you how bad it was and why what happened was a good thing. It's just, again, it's a, you guys buy, or some of you, maybe not my listeners, you buy what ABC, NBC, ABC, DEFG has to say. Go find out what the truth is for yourself. But I say, pull them all. Surround those two countries. Don't let them out. Let them fight among themselves. In a couple of years, you won't have to worry about anything anymore. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step, as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everybody. everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You want a text alert that the show's going to start coming up? You want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77. Come on. This, I can't make it any easier for you. 77. text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. You want to be part of the conversation. Part of the, actually, what it is you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, you're just moaning and groaning like the rest of them. Right? All you're doing is spewing the party line. All you're doing is putting out there the garbage that everybody else is hearing on a regular basis. Bring me new ideas, new thoughts, like Ed from Washington is going to do. Ed, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, hey, I would just like to point out to do what I do. If you have any questions, stop. If you have time to watch the news, you have time to call your congressman. I did this with the Foreign Affairs Subcommittee, and I asked about two or three of them. I know two at least. And I asked him, what was the deal with the Iranian treaty? Have they ever complied once with it other than taking their billions of dollars? And one of them was so amused by what was going on in the news media, he laughed. He said they've never once complied with any of the inspection conditions, anything whatsoever. And so he went into a few other security things that I'm not going to mention. But, you know, if you're going to waste your time watching the news that you know what they're already going to report, take that time and call your congressman on any special subcommittee and ask them the questions and get their answers from their perspective.
Well, Ed, I agree with you. There's a lot of people that want to hop on Facebook and they just want to scream on Facebook. Let's like shut down the phone lines like they've done to Nancy Pelosi a half a dozen times. And don't yell at them, right? Just ask them simple questions that you know they can't answer.
In this particular case, they were really amused at what the news is being reported on regarding Iran and this bombing thing. They said he was an ongoing target. They just had an opportunity. They couldn't believe it happened. But the fact is that the thing with the treaty, they've not once complied. And I agree, we should just pull everybody out and just let them live among themselves in the wild.
I like the way you put that. Ed, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. But, you know, he's right, and I'm right. I'd like to say I'm right. Surround, you know, I was joking with North Korea. I said, you know, we should call little Kim and just say, look, it's really simple. Knock it off, or we're going to turn you into the fifth Great Lake. Really that simple, right? And you could be the Great Lake of North Korea. We just bomb the crap out of it, make it a big crater, fill it with water, everybody would be happy. And I think it's the same thing here. You've got Iran and Iraq, right? You know, made up country for all intents and purposes. Surround it with American troops, right? Have our great and wonderful Air Force in the vicinity. So if they get a little out of hand, you're like a little boy, you're going to slap them right back into place again. And let them eat each other up. Let them stand up for each other. Let them fight for their country. I mean, we Americans, U.S. soldiers, will fight for our own country. You know, we'll fight among ourselves for our own country. Then we go over and help you fight for your country when you won't do it for yourselves. It makes no sense to me. So now, yeah, maybe you should drown in your own garbage. This is like San Francisco, what the Democrats are doing in California. You voted them in, and one of my listeners got mad at me the other night over this. You voted them in up there. You live with them. God, I could have a field day with this. In Chicago, you know, you're losing all those black lives, those poor black kids that are being killed in the streets. And what do you keep doing? You keep electing black Democrats that don't do anything for you. They don't do anything for their people. Keep doing that. And the only people you can blame are yourselves. You go to New York, you got Bloomberg in New York, you know, another peach of a person, right? Here's a guy that was going to tell you how to eat, what to eat, when to eat, and how much soda you could drink. And now he's telling you that poor people should never become rich, because if they become rich, they're going to kill themselves. Why? Because they don't know what to do with the money. And they'll buy food, and they'll indulge in things that'll make them sick, and it'll make their lives worse. And then what? So here's a millionaire telling you, as a poor person, he can relate to you, right? And telling you, you shouldn't have money because you can't handle it. Come on, let that sink in. For my Christian or religious friends, the ones that voted for Hillary, remember when Hillary said, you either come in line with your scripture or we'll pass laws that'll make you come in line? I mean, I go down the whole list and you let them get away with it. You keep voting them in. And you business owners in San Francisco, you people who live, I don't want to hear about your plight. I'm not interested. You keep voting them in. You keep putting them in place. Right? I mean, how do you expect anybody to have sympathy for you? Forgive me for saying it this way. I don't know any way to put it. I was a smoker. I quit smoking. You know, not that I was, because I was afraid it was going to get cancer, but I knew it was bad for me, and we'll just leave it at that. All right? So, how can you smoke for 40 years and then be upset that you got cancer? You read the warning on the package. You watch television. You know it's bad for you. And you can say you're addicted, but you can go get help for that. Just like with drugs. You can go get help. So it's just kind of, we need to be responsible for our actions. You know, you explain. Let's go back to Iran for a minute. I'll go back to the Middle East for that matter. We can't fix this. Remember President Oblamo, right? He took American taxpayer money to fund an in-cash Iranian support for terrorism groups like Hezbollah and Hamas and all of that. What do you think the money? We've known for decades that Iran uses the money to sponsor terrorism. It's known worldwide. But we think we're going to appease them by keep giving them money. They'll eventually, they'll eventually love us so much they'll stop hurting us. No, they won't. You guys don't realize this is a spiritual war. The money really doesn't mean much to them. The ultimate goal is to get the 77 virgins and move on, right? Iran's been murdering dissidents and freedom fights on the streets of Tehran by the thousands. But we shouldn't get involved in that. No, not at all. And recently, and the Dems would get on the case for not getting involved in it. In recent months, Iran has attacked, detained, and seized oil tankers and threatened commercial ships in the Gulf, where they have no right to do that. An Iran-backed cruise missile and drone attacks on the Saudi oil facilities, right? These are major terrorist attacks by Iran. But, hey, we don't want to get in their way. Right? Yeah, Iran-backed militias attacked the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. They shot down an American drone last year, remember? I mean, there's been a whole bunch of things that if I was Trump, I'd be hitting the button on a regular. I would have them move the button to my desk for the missiles that take out Iran, right? So I'd be hitting those buttons and taking out bits and pieces of Iran on a regular basis. Iran has violated the nuclear accord provisions. They breached the limits of. Look, there is no way in this God's green earth that you're telling me they were in compliance, and in a matter of months or weeks, they're going to go to weapons-grade uranium. If you believe that, I've got an island in Manhattan I want to sell you. Or an island in New York, excuse me. Now, the sanctions we've got on them, I understand, they're hammering them. See, here's one of the beautiful things that nobody is talking about. And I mean pretty much nobody. We are now energy self-sufficient. We don't need oil from the Middle East. We don't really need it. And it ain't because of all the electric cars we have, so don't go get all excited, you green freaks. But when you look at that, all of a sudden, their power diminishes. You know, when you run into somebody's thumb because you need them for something, that's a whole different animal. But when you don't need them, when you don't need somebody for your sufficiency, when you don't need somebody for your livelihood or for you to survive, you don't have to do what they want you to do. I said it last night. You need to understand, there's no world war here. Do you get that? Somebody sent me a note that said the Chinese Standing Army. My God, there's millions and millions of them. Yes. How do you move them? What, are you going to walk to England or Germany or Greece? Seriously? The Russians, they got what? One aircraft carrier? And it only works an odd number of days. The Chinese can't get the fighter jets off the deck of the aircraft carriers. What are you worried about? The only problem that China has is their exports are down by 23%. It's killing their economy. They can't keep it up. You know, some of the big money makers of the early days in this country. The pressure was it would just undercut the other guy until they went out of business. We can do that all day long as Americans in the U.S. We can put a whole bunch of pressure on these other countries. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So hang it on the phone. I'll pick you up on the other side of the hour. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.